Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coconut Industry Board targets property acquisitions in St. Mary. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Cabinet approval is being sought for the Coconut Industry Board, CIB's acquisition of two properties and one facility in St. Mary to enable further expansion of the entity's commercial activities. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Odisho says the properties are the Water Valley and Unit Valley Farms, while the facility is the Richmond Cocoa Fermentary. This is part of measures to be jointly implemented by the Ministry and Coconut Industry Board to position Jamaica to tap into the $2 billion global coconut industry. It is expected, among other things, that a nursery and factory will be established at the 1,028-acre Water Valley Farm to facilitate value-added coconut processing. Trees will also be planted on the property.
The board, through these acquisitions and along with their existing properties, will be demonstrating on a mother satellite farm basis best practices in the growing of coconuts, intercropped with cocoa and bananas, along with the processing of coconut water and other coconut products.
Cabinet approval is also being sought for the Coconut Industry Board to establish a subsidiary to spearhead the property's commercial development. Mr. Shaw says that as part of the industry's capacity building and expansion, greater emphasis will be placed on increasing the production of seedlings, developing a strong research program and extension activities.
Already, we are engaging a large investor. He has now bought 2,000 acres in the Bogwalk area, and they want to set up a processing facility in our export zone.
The Agriculture Minister says he will be seeking cabinet approval to have the CIB remain a statutory body of the ministry, with its primary and immediate mandate being the development of nurseries, expansion of research and development activities, and extension services to spur the growth of the coconut industry. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Pennywise and pound foolish. The literal translation is pennywise and pound foolish. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Maths for you and me and he and
she. Parents gone to work. Them a do the maths. We a early for school. Me a do the maths. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. I fi do the maths. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Maths in the schools need to improve. That challenge myself, set goals up top. Maths are for me, maths are for you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. Everyone's business.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is to be careful with spending small sums of money, but careless and wasteful with larger amounts. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.